This April marks the 50th anniversary of the assassination of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And the Odyssey Continuing Education Program at Johns Hopkins University is marking this with a very special series. The director of the Odyssey Program, Douglas Blackstone, is my guest today. Welcome.
Thank you, Judith. It's always a pleasure to be here.
So you've been able to line up some extraordinary people for this series.
I'm very pleased about the perspective. And we have Pete Kako, one of our best lecturers, as the coordinator. And he's put together six lectures, all with an important difference. Of course, there's a good deal about Martin Luther King and his final years. But we also have a lecture that's about African-American women and the civil rights movement with a Baltimore native, Prudence Cumberbatch, who's a PhD and assistant professor of Africana studies. And we also touch the politics of black religion. Should be a very good perspective on this very important man and this important date.
Tell me about the Taylor Branch connection.
Taylor Branch, we are very lucky in Baltimore because he lives here. And he, of course, is so well known for his three-volume series on the life of Martin Luther King. He's without a doubt nationally or internationally, I'm sure, known for that work. And to have him right on our doorstep is really a pleasure and a privilege. And he'll be doing one of the lectures as well.
Looking at the musical side of things for our particular audience here, I was looking through the catalog and something that particularly caught my eye was A Woman's Voice, Neglected Women Composers. How intriguing that is.
Well, you know, Dan Weiser has done several lectures and he does them at his home with demonstrations on the piano. He's a pretty good piano player. But we were discussing what can we do next? And he said, well, you know, I wanted to do this history of these neglected women composers. Clara Schumann, Fanny Mendelssohn, Dame Ethel Smyth. We don't hear very much about them, but they have great music. And I'm sure that Dan will make it a real pleasure to listen to.
Toscanini seems to be an endless source of people being able to go back to him and find different aspects of his life and work. What is it that's coming up with his legends and myths?
Ernest Liotti is a well-known Toscanini expert, and he is going to tell us quite a lot about Toscanini. And one of the things I think we don't remember is that the NBC Symphony Orchestra was created for Toscanini, and he conducted there for 17 years, which is pretty amazing. He also led the New York Philharmonic for years as well. So I think there's an awful lot to know about Toscanini that maybe we don't think about.
Really, we've only scratched the surface of what the Odyssey program is offering for its spring 2018 session. And this will be at JHU Homewood Campus. More information is at odyssey.jhu.edu. It's been such a pleasure to speak to Odyssey's director, Douglas Blackstone. Have a great semester.
Thanks, Judith.